With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court says states can block the country's biggest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, from receiving Medicaid money for services without facing lawsuits from patients. Planned Parenthood is complaining that will hinder access to all kinds of care and could allow for wider funding cuts in yet other states. South Carolina argued no public money should go to Planned Parenthood, even if it's not necessarily paying for abortions. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane describing in detail the study and execution of the bombing mission that hit three Iranian nuclear sites. Hegseth defending President Trump's statement the U.S. military obliterated Iranian nuclear sites.
Because of decisive military action, President Trump created the conditions to end the war, decimating, choose your word, obliterating, destroying Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Hegseth accused the news media of hating Donald Trump.
Let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it. Spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt.
General Kane says the intelligence community will assess the military operation in Iran, but he did provide what the Pentagon has concluded about the mission.
First, that the weapons were built, tested, and loaded properly. Two, the weapons were released on speed and on parameters. Three, the weapons all guided to their intended targets and to their intended aim points. Four, the weapons functioned as designed, meaning they exploded.
And a lot of big talk from Iran's supreme leader. He is speaking out, claiming Iran achieved victory over Israel and the U.S. This is SRN News. A new report paints a picture of the LGBT community in the United States.
The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that gay people are mostly young, liberal, and religiously unaffiliated. 36% of all LGBT Americans are under 30 years old, and another third are between 30 and 45. 51% of homosexuals identify as liberal, and a plurality say they vote Democrat. The PRRI study also reports that 52% of homosexuals are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sleeper cell behind a deadly church bombing near Damascus this week belonged to ISIS, which had plans to target a Shiite shrine in a similar attack. That attack was the first of its kind in Syria in years. Meanwhile, funerals are being held for the victims of that bombing at the Church of the Holy Cross. This is SRN News. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer hospitalized for a short time Wednesday. Bob Agnew has more on that story.
Aides say Schumer began to feel lightheaded in the Senate gym Wednesday morning. A spokesman for Schumer said in a statement, quote, out of an abundance of caution, he went to the hospital to be treated for dehydration and is now back at work in the Capitol. The aide says with the nation's capital in the grip of a heat wave, Schumer wants to remind everybody to drink some water and stay out of the heat. Bob Agnew reported.
Astronauts from India, Poland, and Hungary have arrived at the International Space Station, ferried there by SpaceX on a private flight. The crew of four will spend 2 weeks in the lab performing a number of experiments. British oil giant Shell denying reports it's in talks to buy rival BP. That's the word from the Wall Street Journal, who says they're going to acquire the rival. More details, srnnews.com.